Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great morning, great afternoon, great evening to all my wellness gurus across the world. Welcome to Your Wealth is Your Wellness with your host, Coach Terry. I am so inspired by being a part of Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by the lovely Kayla Padgett of Finding My Way Network. You know, the last time that we were together, we were talking about being balanced holistically with the wellness wheel. And we have covered really what wellness really is. But for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, I'm going to do a recap for you today, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, where you're listening, to just kind of sit and meditate on your well-being as it relates to wellness and the wellness wheel. We talk about six different components of the wellness wheel, and today we get to talk about relationships. I love having a relationship. So let's talk about what wellness is as we recap. What does wellness really mean to you? What does it look like to you? What does it feel like to you? You know, a lot of people think wellness is all about physically fit or getting this great eating plan so that they can, quote unquote, lose weight. But wellness is a balance of channeling energy. It's this dynamic process of being aware and taking 100% responsibility for your choices and your actions. When you honestly can do that, you are walking in the direction of being well. And so in that wellness wheel, the components are physical component, you know, how physically well are you? How emotionally well are you? How mentally well are you? Are you socially imbalanced, which we're going to be talking about today with relationships? You know, are you spiritually balanced? So a few weeks ago, we talked about being emotionally and mentally well. And, you know, are you able to be aware of what you feel? Do you accept your feelings rather than deny your feelings? Do you have that optimistic approach to life? Do you express feelings freely? Are you able to have a conversation with God? Are you able to sit and ask Him, share with Him, and tell with Him? You know, our God is a selfish God. He wants all your time. Give it to Him. You know, some of us are so busy in the nooks and crannies of our day that before we even hit the ground running, we're already thinking about what has to be done that evening. Before just thanking God for waking up in the morning, giving us the breath of life, and giving us His strength, His grace, His wisdom to move forward and bless someone else. But sometimes we get so quote-unquote busy instead of being productive in what God wants for our lives. So are we emotionally and mentally well? We talked about that. Do we know how to discipline our disappointments? Can we cope with stress in a positive way? Well, today, we're going to talk a little bit about being balanced in a relationship and how we relate to others. In Proverbs 13:20, God says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. I don't know about you, but I want to be wise, and I want the companion of a wise man who is my God. And that's Proverbs 13:20. In John 15:13, He says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. God laid down His life for all of us. He died for all of our sins. There's no greater love than that. So my question to you, are you in a position to have that relationship with Christ? Are you ready to receive that life, that conversation, that comfort, that companion, that light that's on your path, and that lamp that's upon your feet? Are you in that right now, and are you giving Him all the praise and all the glory for what is, for what is to be? I love having a relationship with Christ. You know, some people may think that I'm a little nutty, but I talk to my God daily. I walk around my house, or I drive in my car to my God. Now, you know what? I'm really thinking this, and I know this probably is not of you. So help me. Help me change my thoughts right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I'm doing exactly what it is that You want me to do. For I am Your daughter, and I am here to please You and help others help themselves through Your word. So greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. That's what He's done for you. There's no greater love. Who would want to be balanced in a relationship with a friend in Jesus? So the capacity of intimacy, while also being able to find and enjoy time alone, is being balanced relationally in the relationship with Christ. Having a relationship with Christ is intimate. It's personal. It's loving. He knows exactly what you need, and He knows your heart. Now, most of us in this life and in this world, we want intimacy with a partner here on earth, physically, to be with us emotionally and mentally, to help us out financially, so that we can be joyous and a connection together. God wants that for you too. But He's just asking for you to have a relationship with Him so that He can give you the desires of your heart. In Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Let me ask you this question. If what you're doing right now is something that you love and you're passionate about, are you doing it for God and for yourself to help others help themselves? If so, fantastic, because you are in a position of building a social network of helping others help themselves. You are allowing your light to shine so that they can see the God in you. And that is being so well balanced relationally as it comes to being balanced in total holistic wellness. You know, I love what I do. My passion is people. Your passion could be people. Your passion may be a little bit more specific. Perhaps you're passionate about just women being empowered, young girls being confident and secure and amazing, and to stand and embrace who they are. It may be young boys who are growing up to be young men, and you're counseling and guiding and leading them to have a relationship with Christ. That is something that's to be awarded. That is something that pleases God, and He is smiling. For He will give you favor in all that you do in alignment with Him. Just have to have that relationship. Give that praise, that honor, and the glory all to Him. Let me ask you this question. How many of you that are listening right now, wherever you may be, have good social support in time of difficulty? Think about it. Who is it that you can call in that time of need when you're disappointed? Maybe when you're sad. Maybe when you don't feel like you have a friend at all, but you've been a friend for everybody else. We've all been there. But did you have enough strength to call on the name of Jesus? Because He's that friend, that greater love, that laid down His life for you. If not, He's waiting on you. If you're disappointed, not feeling great, don't have anybody to call, thinking of thoughts that you know you shouldn't be thinking of, you need to call on your Father. He's waiting for you to cry out and have that relationship. He will turn it around for you 360 degrees. He'll do it. So if you don't have any social support in the time of difficulty, start to create one. Ask God. You know in your heart who you can trust, in your gut who you probably could share things with and not be judged. I know one person, one God, one Spirit that won't judge at all, and that's our Heavenly Father. When's the last time you've gone into your prayer closet, your serenity sanctuary, your quiet room, your space? And some of you may say, Coach Jerry, I don't have anywhere to go. Well, then you just stand where you are, because that's your space. God doesn't care where you cry out and ask for His help or in time of need for Him to listen. He's available for you 24/7, around the clock. Because that's the greater love that He has for you. In Peter 5, 6 through 7, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. That's Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. He's the one that's going to give you that support in time of difficulty. He's the one that's going to allow you to be able to be comforted with peace and satisfaction. So what I wanted to share with you all is I really want to give you a little assignment to ask yourself a few questions when it comes to being balanced in a relationship with Christ. But I also want to give you an assignment when it comes to building a relationship with the people here on this earth. The people here on this earth are waiting for you. If you're listening to this radio show right now, then you've been called to serve and to help somebody else. And you may say, I'm listening because I need help myself. Well, don't get me wrong. Coach Terry needs help too. But I know a greater love who I can call and who I can ask for what I need. We've already talked about this afternoon. Do you? Do you have enough strength to call on the name of Jesus? Here's the assignment. I want you to ask yourself, do you have a solid, supportive group of friends and family? If you do, write that name down. Jot that name down. If you're not able to do it, speak that name out. Think of that person. And if that person were in front of you, would you be able to thank them? Would you be able to take them by the hand and pray with them and share with them how much you appreciate everything that they've done for you? What kind of random acts of kindness have you provided for that individual or friend or family member? Do you have meaningful and fulfilling relationships? I'm not just talking about the male-female relationship. I'm talking about friend girls and guys and godmothers and goddaughters, cousins. Are they meaningful and fulfilling? Does this mean that you're going to be a part of each other's life forever or until? You know, they say God brings people into our lives for a reason, a season, and or a lifetime. And I'm okay with that. Because whoever he brings into my life at that time, it is for a reason. And I ask my God, please share with me, God, why this person is in my life. Why have you crossed our path? What is the meaning behind the relationship that is to be built here? And if it's not of you, Father God, then make them go away. Make them flee. Or have me run as fast as I can. I need you to speak to me, Lord, and tell me what to do. That's having a relationship with Christ and asking and seeking for his direction. So those people that you have meaningful and fulfilling relationships with, make it fun, make it meaningful, make it joyful. Do some things together that you can do every single year, every quarter, every other month. You know, I have a great relationship with a group of women who I call my sisters. For self-care, for we love taking care of ourselves. We believe that self-care is not selfish at all. And so we celebrate self-care and wellness in women and empowerment at least once a quarter, if not twice or three times a year, and having a brunch. And it's so meaningful and fulfilling because these relationships are absolutely blossoming. They are so ordained by God. And we have been loving one another for the last 8.5, 9 years, supporting one another because they are considered my sisters, they're considered my friends, and they're considered my family. So I ask of you, I've asked three questions. Do you have a solid, supportive relationship with friends or family? And if so, are they meaningful? Are they fulfilling? And if they're not, are you asking Christ why they're in your life? What is your assignment? And if they are not supposed to be there, then make them go away. Because, see, now let's talk about the devil. The devil can put people in your life, too, to divide, to conquer, to destroy, to devour. So we've got to have God's wisdom. And without his wisdom, then we don't have the relationship we need to have. So it all means, are we investing the time that God is asking for us to be with him? You all know what I'm talking about. You could be on your merry way with your own agenda, and somebody's whispering in your ear. The spirit whispers in your ear. It taps you on your shoulder, or you know good doggone well that you should be doing A instead of B. And you're like, ah. Because you know what? God gives us our free will to do whatever it is we want to. He knows when we're going to sin, when we're going to sin. He knows when we're going to do right by him. And we do right by him. But I tell you what, the things that you desire and you want, if you tell him, he's going to give it to you. But it's going to be in his time. So I say to you again, those meaningful and fulfilling relationships, are they there? And if not, are you asking God why this person is in your life? And if they're not supposed to be, please make them go away or give me your direction, Lord, for me to go the opposite way. My next question or your assignment is, ask yourself, are you contributing to your community? And if so, how or what are you doing to contribute to your community? It doesn't have to be your spiritually based community. It could be your community and where you live. It could be a community and or an organization that you are a part of. But are you involving your community? And if so, what is it? And does it bring you fulfillment? Are you building relationships? And is your light shining where they can see the Christ in you? My next question is, do you play enough? Coach Terry, what you talking about? I asked you, do you play enough? What do you do for fun? For you? For you? You know, as I coach many people across the country, you know, most of them say, Coach Terry, I can't do anything alone. I have to do something with a companion. I have to be with someone. And I'm like, really? Tell me a little bit more about that. I say, well, I just can't be alone. Well, you're never alone. I'm not? No, you're never alone. God is always carrying you, even though you think you are creating the footsteps in the sand. That's right. God's always carrying you through the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. He will walk that path of righteousness for you and bring you out of darkness when you know you're in it. So let me ask you, do you play enough? And if not, what are some things that you like to do so that you can play and play alone physically? However, spiritually, God is with you. That could go to the movies by yourself. If you have not done that, I'm recommending all of you that are listening right now that can get yourself to a movie theater or that can take your own self out to dinner, whatever, something that you enjoy, do it alone. Maybe it's going fishing and you have to fish with a buddy. You don't have to. I double dog dare you go fishing alone. It's patience, it's quiet time, it's your conversation with Christ. I love it. My next question or assignment for you is, do you have enough leisure or downtime for you? Now, this is all about my sisters. My sisters for self-care, we make sure we take time to have leisure and downtime, taking care of our skin, taking care of our mindset, our well-being, meditating, all of those things. Part of my downtime, if you were to ask me, is making sure on Saturday mornings, as I open my eyes and give all the goodness and the grace to God for another day, that I thank Him for the roof over my head. I thank Him for my children who love one another. I thank Him for the awesome view that I have from my bedroom window, because He created such beauty, beauty upon anyone's imagination. What are you thanking Him for in your time of leisure? Some of you that are listening across the world right now may say, wow, Coach Terry, you have quite the life. So do you. And if you want more, you just got to ask God for it and ask Him to lead you in the right direction. Some of you right now may be sitting somewhere and all you have is a chair. Or you may not have anything to sit on. Some of you may be just in your car. Give God all the grace and glory for where you are. And if you're not happy where you are, build that relationship with Him and ask Him to continue to carry you and lead you in the right direction. I enjoy my time with you all today, this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever you are listening across the world. Your health is truly your wellness. I'm your host, Coach Terry. Remember, greater love has no one other than the one who laid down their life for you. John 15:13. Always walk with the wise. Become wise for a companion of fools suffers harm. And whatever you do, Colossians 3:23, work at it with all your heart as for working for the Lord, not for human masters. Whatever you do, do it for Christ. For He is our Father, our Holy Spirit, our leader, the one who loves you more than you love yourself. So build the relationship with Christ, and you will be balanced abundantly as you build the relationships with others that surround you. You have an awesome day. Be well. Thank you for joining Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World. Produced by the lovely Kayla Padgett of Finding My Way Network. Take care and be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.